Welcome to Quests to the Core, a space for thoughtful exploration, honest reflection, and personal growth. I'm Jonna.
I'm Simone. We're here to push past the surface level of thinking and get to the heart of really what drives us in leadership through curiosity, through a willingness to look past or through or around different perspectives, and also personal reflection. We're going to dig into what it means to lead and also live with intention.
I'm super excited to be here to help create this space. I know that we've talked about this for quite some time. I would love to hear what you tell people when you say, hey, Jonna and I are doing this podcast. What is it that you share with them?
First of all, it took me a while to tell people, to admit it, because this is a new space for me, for us. I didn't want to look bad. I didn't want to look stupid. I know how I am when I'm training something or leading an event, but I've never done this. So I was afraid to start telling people. When I started telling people, it was very heartwarming because they were excited about it. I would just say it's a podcast on leadership from a different perspective. It's not really a how-to or a checklist focus on leadership. It's really about the journey of being a leader, the journey of becoming a leader, not really the doing parts of it. What about you? What did you tell people?
Well, I tell people that I just love talking to you. It's an opportunity for me to have a regular scheduled programmed conversation with you. One of the main reasons why I enjoy it so much is because you do challenge me to think differently, to think broader, to look at things from a different perspective. I tell people that I really hope that that's what they get from it, that they get a different way of looking at things or a different way of thinking about things just simply by hearing us talk about our experiences, things that we've succeeded at and things that we have failed miserably at, but allowing each one of us to just share and hopefully, as we challenge each other to think differently, that we will challenge those that are listening to think differently.
This first episode, or our episode zero, is really intended to share with others the general structure and what the podcast is about so that you could jump in to listen to any episode in any particular order. Before we do that, could you share how we came up with the name of the podcast?
Yeah, I would love to. I know that you and I had been talking about starting this podcast and debating about what do we call it. So there's all kinds of phrases out there that we even bounced back and forth that had the term leadership in it. And we even consulted AI, ChatGPT, to help us come up with some words, phrases, but nothing just really resonated. I shared that, hey, I've been contemplating struggling really with this book, and this is the name of it. It kind of was parallel to what we have talked about with the topics that we were going to be discussing. It was Quest to the Core. You were like, yes, that's what we need, something like that. The more and more we talked about it, I was like, why don't we just use it? I wish I could take 100% credit for the title of Quest to the Core, but that started from a conversation that I had with my son, who was 9 at the time. It was bedtime. As most parents know, bedtime brings lots of questions, usually endless questions. At some point during that week, he had heard the phrase from Shakespeare, to be or not to be. He asked me what that meant. I tried to explain to the best of my ability what that meant for a 9-year-old. He paused and very reflectively said, Shakespeare really knew himself at the core. I don't know myself at the core. And I was like, buddy, you're 9. You're not supposed to know yourself at the core. But that really challenged me to think about what I do on a regular basis, what I do professionally, and how there's a lot of us that don't know ourselves at the core. I started this journey of trying to understand how do we package this? How do we help people? How do I help myself really know myself at the core? And came up with this acronym for CORE, which we'll go into detail what each one of those stands for, but really to embark on a quest. That's what it's about, because there's not a destination. It really is a lifelong quest to help us be the best version of ourselves.
Well, you're so gracious in letting us use that because, as you said, when we were looking, a lot of the names we came up with just, to me, sounded boring. Granted, they had leadership in them. They were all very academically sounding, which fits the two of us, but it also seemed a bit boring. And when you share the title of the book, I just instantly felt a connection to it. I appreciate you being willing to share that with us and allow us to use that for the title of this podcast.
I think being able to partner with you and go through this journey is amazing, but also an important part of it because we can't go on a quest by ourselves. I enjoy your thoughts and perspective. And so this is our quest as well for the two of us.
I tell people that when you and I talk, I'm smarter. You make me smarter. I think about things differently. Having the opportunity to dive into some of these topics is, it's a real honor, and it's a lot of fun for me to be able to do. And it really points to leadership is not really, it is a singular journey, but it's developed in community, in being willing to examine yourself and to share what you're learning with other people and to really apply that within your community. It's a very interesting phenomenon. That yes, it's singular, yes, it's individual, but no, you really need to develop it in community as well.
I'm super excited to go on this journey with everybody that's listening, to be right alongside us as we go. But as we approach just about anything that we do, okay, what is our purpose? What's our mission? What's our guardrails that we are, our framework that we are really striving for? And as we talked through what it is that we wanted to ensure that people walked away with, the conversation of that we're all leaders in some way really just continued to surface. For us, that's so important because influencing those around us through our words, their actions, everything that we do, whether we realize it or not, we're having an impact. That impact can be positive, it can be uplifting, it can be inspiring, but it can also be negative and potentially even harmful. So hopefully our conversations really help elevate us as individuals, whether we're leading ourselves or we're leading people, to really lead with awareness and intention.
The way that you described what our purpose is, it really points to the nature of leadership being complex. To be able to navigate it effectively really requires us to have both insight and then act on that insight. The quest to the core podcast is really designed for anyone who's looking to grow as a leader, whether they're seasoned, just starting out, or they're aspiring to be a leader. We explore leadership through each of these lenses using research, theory. We'll talk about our own practical application and offer any clarity on that we've learned along the way, and really clarify some of the key concepts that drive effective leadership. Now, we'll do this through engaging in conversations with the two of us and challenge each other. We'll challenge listeners' perspectives, hopefully, as well. And with that, inspiring reflection for ourselves, for our listeners. And our intention is to equip listeners with the avenue or the pathway to create actionable insights for themselves so that they can elevate their own leadership impact. That's really the primary purpose of a leader's journey is how do I elevate my own leadership impact.
I am so excited to be on this journey with everyone. As we said before, we don't have answers, so we're not going to answer questions. We're hopefully just going to be providing some thoughts to throw out there and hopefully some tools or tactics that we have used and obviously our experiences we will share as we go through this journey. Let's give a high-level overview of the CORE acronym. Simone, do you want to start with C?
Curiosity is what it stands for. And it really is just a desire to know or to learn something. It starts with interest. You may get interested in a topic, and not all interest leads to curiosity. It's not enough just to be interested in something. In order to really step into this journey of leadership or even to learn any new concepts, that interest needs to step over into this realm of curiosity where there's this strong desire to learn or to know something. And that's where a lot of our conversation will weave through.
One of my favorite quotes around curiosity is from Albert Einstein. He said, "I have no special talents. I'm only passionately curious," which always makes me step back and think, what a brilliant man to not base, right, how he approaches things on knowledge, but on pure curiosity. Which then leads us to O, which is openness, and really being able to embrace everything that comes up during the curiosity element of this journey or this quest. Openness really is about the willingness. So the willingness to see perspectives. We are going to hopefully surface some things for you that made you think a little bit differently. To have those different perspectives is one thing, but to really be open to what those perspectives are, what they're showing up for you as, and just really to sit in that and to know that it's not absolute truths, but our perception, our own perception, is developed through our life experiences. Our perception has a lens based on how we grew up, what we know, what we've experienced up to this point. So recognizing that there's a whole new world of perspectives beyond just ours, and that willingness to take the time to look at that is going to be very powerful.
One of my favorite quotes is Socrates, the unexamined life is not worth living. I love to lay over leadership elements onto that, which is for me that the unexamined leader is really not worth following. That unexamined leader tends to be stuck in their ways. They think they know it all. With examining who you are and really ruminating on that really makes it possible that willingness that Jonna talked about to look at yourself really reflectively. And R is the next word in the acronym. So reflection. And this is where we stop and show serious thought or consideration about what we've just learned about ourselves. It's not enough just to have an insight, but you really need to be willing to look at your impacts on other people from what you've learned about yourself and who you are as a leader. That's the access and pathway to being an effective leader.
Reflection is really not just about understanding the why we do things, what we're doing. It really is just sitting in what surfaces. I love when you always talk about just being, right? Just being in whatever has come up for you. Sometimes that's hard to just be in it, but not to try to solve the problem, not to try to make any changes immediately, but just to be in it. And then once you've taken that time to reflect and to just be, the last letter is E, which is embrace. This is the part where we get to choose. We get to choose whether we accept what we've discovered. We get to choose what we want to do with the information that we have gathered. Sometimes it's not easy to examine what's in front of us, what we took from this whole process, because with growth, sometimes it's not as pleasant as we would hope it would be, but to really just embrace and take ownership of, and to have the courage to be honest with ourselves and to be honest with this journey that we're embarking upon so that we can be the best versions of ourselves.
This willingness keeps coming up as a theme. And that's where I think it comes back to that singular portion of that leader journey. Being willing to try it out and really being willing to attempt what you've learned and honestly being willing to fail miserably at it and being honest with yourself and with others and not trying to be this perfect leader every time. And that's where the being part of our conversation is so important, more so than the doing part. We don't need to go through these steps magically. We don't have to hit C, then O, then R, then E. every one of our episodes are going to weave through one or more of these four elements. It's not a checklist. It is really a framework that's going to shape our conversation. That really brings us to our next episode. The next episode is called Seeing Clearly, the Power of Self-Awareness, and it's currently available to wherever you're listening to this podcast. It's also available on our website, www.questtothecore.com, and it's spelled with the number 2. It's not spelled out. And you can see our episodes. You can also, for any episode, when we reference theories or books or articles, you'll be able to find links to those resources on our website. You also can learn a bit deeper on the topic. As we're closing, I want to make sure that we give a very, very special thanks to Grammy-recognized number one hit songwriter Cliff Goldmacher for our theme song. He wrote this specially for us. His information is referenced on our website. He has leadership workshops. I know, Jonna, you've hosted some of those as well. And how does it work? They actually have a song at the end of the workshop.
So they do.
Leadership theory.
So it really is challenging leaders to step outside of their comfort zone, to step into that gap, and to really think creatively, because strategy needs that push. We need that creativity. And Cliff does a fabulous job pushing leaders outside of their comfort zone through this workshop. And in the end, it's amazing what the results are and the impact that these leaders have, the ripple impact, not just within the workshop itself, but when they go back to their teams. Please do check Cliff's information out. We appreciate Cliff. But before we go, whatever today's conversation stirred in you or surfaced for you, we ask that you hold it close. Let it work on you. Let it simmer. Let it shape how you show up, how you listen in conversations that you have, and ultimately how you lead. Until next time, stay curious, stay open, stay reflective, and stay courageous enough to embrace it all.